dressing for a scene isn't just about preparation. It's a ritual. A slow, deliberate act of transformation. A shedding of softness, restraint, and anything from my regular self that does not serve my purpose. When I step into leather, I change. I feel it the second the first piece slides over me, the way it grips, holds, shapes. There's something about the way it molds to my body, something about the contrast of the unrelenting tightness against my curves, the sheer dominance of it. Leather doesn't yield. It doesn't soften, and neither do I. And I take my time preparing myself. The stockings come first, sheer black, soft as a sinful whisper, lighting up my legs like a second skin. My fingers trail over my thighs as I smooth them into place. Taking my time, relishing the contrast between the delicate fabric and the strength beneath. They cling to every curve, stretching taut over toned calves, hugging the soft swell of my thighs. I know how they'll look from below, how they'll appear to them when they're on their knees, gazing up at me with hunger in their eyes. The garter belt follows, a thin band of black leather wrapping around my waist. I fasten the clips one by one, each snap a sharp, precise sound in the stillness of the room. A slight tug, just to feel the restraint, a reminder of who this is all for. My sweet submissive, bound and restrained in the next room. Then my corset. I run my fingers over the smooth leather in my hands, feeling its weight, inhaling its intoxicating scent. This isn't just clothing to me, nor to them. It's a declaration of authority. The moment I wrap it around my torso, I feel the shift. The way it grips me, claims me, reshapes me into something sculpted and untouchable. I pull the laces tight. One sharp tug, then another. The pressure builds, the leather sucking me in, forcing my body into something exquisite, something meant to be worshipped. My waist narrows, my breasts lift, my hips flare. The contrast between the rigid boning and my softness, making every curve impossibly tempting. My fingers slide down the corset's surface, feeling the strength of it, the restraint, the delicious tension of being held. A slow exhale, a knowing smirk, perfect. The gloves come next, long, supple. The scent of leather surrounds me as I slide my fingers inside, one by one, feeling the material stretch, mold, and claim. I flex my hands, listening to the soft creak as they settle into place. A gloved fingertip drags across my lower lip, testing, teasing. They'll feel this touch soon enough, cool at first, then warm, then unbearably, agonizingly cruel as I trail them over trembling skin, over lips that will part in silent pleas, over the body that will tense in helpless submission. Grip their jaw, trail along their lips, just to watch their breath hitch. I know how they'll react, how the scent of my leather-clad body will consume them, how they'll struggle against their binds when I press against them, knowing they can't touch me. Finally, the finishing touches. A thin strip of leather between my legs. More a suggestion than a barrier. My thighs shift slightly, the sensation teasing, just enough to remind me of how turned on I am, of how easily I could push myself over the edge right here, denying my waiting toy of even seeing me like this. The thought sends a sharp pang of arousal through me. I step into my heels, my balance shifting, my body adjusting to the way they force my spine straight, my hips tilted forward, my presence magnified. Every step now, click, click, click. A deliberate announcement of power, a warning, a promise. Finally, I turn to the mirror. I look lethal, and I know it. My body is made for this. For leather, for the way it clings to me, the way it sculpts me into something impossible to ignore. My tits are high and full, held to perfection by the corset, spilling just enough. My waist is cinched, my hips framed, the harness accentuating every inch of my dominance. My legs look endless in their heels, poised to stride across the floor with confidence, with purpose. I slide my gloved hand down my stomach, past the buckles at my waist, over the firm lines of my corset, and lower still, a slow, wicked smile curls across my lips as fingers glide over the strip of leather pressed between my thighs. A teasing stroke, just enough to send a spark of pleasure through me. I imagine how they'll see me, how they'll tremble the moment I enter the room, bound, kneeling, eyes wide, drinking me in. They'll smell the leather before I even touch them, their senses drowning in it, their hunger sharpening as I draw closer. I can already picture it, their breath hitching as I lean in, my gloved fingers trailing over their bare skin, teasing, never truly giving. My voice in their ear, low, commanding, promising nothing but patience and suffering. The way their muscles will tense when I whisper what we both already know. You are mine, and I will not be kind to you. Denial. It's my favorite game. The way they'll beg, the way they'll strain, aching, pleading for just a taste, just a moment of relief, but I won't give it. Not yet. Maybe not at all. My pleasure isn't in their release. It's in their desperation, in the way their body obeys me before their mind does, in the way they surrender long before I grant them the privilege. The thought makes heat coil low in my belly. I inhale sharply, my breath catching as I press a hand to my leather-clad cunt, rolling my hips into my touch. The friction is exquisite, the pressure just enough to stoke the fire burning beneath my skin. My gloved fingers move in slow, deliberate circles, teasing, tormenting, just enough to make my thighs tense, just enough to make my breath turn shallow. It would be so easy to slip my fingers past the leather, to indulge, to push myself right to the edge and fall. I tilt my head back, my lips parting as I let out a low groan. My hips shift again, seeking more, chasing more than just friction. The need curling hotter and sharper. But I stop. Because control is everything. Because I decide when I'm satisfied. Because the only thing sweeter than indulgence is denial. My hand lingers between my thighs for just a moment longer, feeling the heat, the ache, the pleasure left simmering just beneath the surface, still there, still waiting, but not yet. I adjust a strap, smooth my gloves, reclaim my perfect composure. They are waiting, bound, kneeling, desperate. They will see me like this, wrapped in leather, sculpted in power, untouchable in my control. And they will yield. Their breath will catch the moment I enter the room. Their body will tense when they hear the slow, deliberate click of my heels against the floor. The scent of my leather-clad body will overwhelm them before I even lay a hand on them. They will tremble when I finally touch them, when I brush a gloved finger over their lips, when I trail it down their throat and squeeze, when I press a single, merciless hand against their racing heart, and feel how it beats for me. They will beg, and I will deny. Because control isn't just about restraint. It's about knowing that I could give them what they crave, what they need, and choosing not to. A single sharp click of my heel echoes across the floor as I turn, heading toward the door, toward them, toward their torment. Oh, how I will enjoy it.